with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 5th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Good afternoon.
Beautiful day.
It's quite lovely, isn't it? It started off bad. It was raining like mad when I first got here at the crack of dawn.
One didn't know what to wear this morning because it was sunny. And I got dressed in sunny stuff. And
really?
Then it started tipping down.
You covered yourself in orange juice.
Well, you had your Speedos on, didn't you?
Oh, I always wear my Speedos.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, and my knitted vest.
Exactly.
The vest that my mum knitted for me. Yeah.
Yes. Lovely Betty.
Yeah.
Did you ever get her any Kent Dark chocolate?
I did indeed.
Did you actually buy it for her or was it given
to
you?
No, I actually bought her some as well. I was
listening.
Given some and I bought her some and she thoroughly enjoyed
it's
it.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, she
Who'd
really
know?
Did enjoy it.
Who'd know it was in Folkestone?
Absolutely.
Coming through from my end, so to speak.
I beg your pardon.
There were bluebells.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'd pay money to see that.
Lovely through the forest.
I bet they were.
Oh, we've got a very bumptious show, listener. Hang on to your hats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean and Paul know each other of old.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, the bluebells were lovely,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, and worth a visit because it's a very short season, a bit like asparagus, really.
Cool. Would you like to know who's the guest on today's show?
Oh, funnily enough, that was my next question.
Fantastic. It's an absolute pleasure, and we're going to be talking to you later as the show unfolds to Mr. Sean Lucas of Stag Workwear. We're also going to be talking on the phone now, sadly. She was going to come in, but she had a bit of a problem back at the store. But we're going to be talking to Amy Barker on the phone later on. And also joining us all the way from Florida, the fabulous head of marketing at Unified Inbox and radio show host in the US over there in Florida, Mr. Ken Herron, and he's going to be talking about a number of things, but as always with Ken, you'll be delighted to know he's going to leave us three of his social media tips and
snippets,
and this month he's going to be talking about LinkedIn.
He is. And you know why, now I know, I remember now, listener, why Paul Andrews annoys me? Because mm-hmm. you all know every week I ask who the guests are and you refuse to tell me. You refuse to tell me, Paul Andrews. And today...
I got in first.
Very annoying.
Would you like to know who the sponsor is today as
you
well?
You get more annoying the more I know you.
I work on it. It makes me happy.
Who's today's sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Rift Accounting, the lovely
Fabulous.
Folks at Rift, based over there in Ashford. And Rift Accounting and the Business Bunker Show, you can come and meet us on May the 13th at Kent 2020 Live, where we will have a pop-up radio studio on the stand with Rift Accounting, and there's going to be loads of people to talk to, and you can work your way over and meet the people from Rift and talk to them about all your accounting needs, R&D tax credits and any other financial information you want to talk to them about. Or you could just say hello, basically. Just come and say hello.
Or as you go, hello.
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 You can also, if you hang around long enough, you might get an interview on a Business Bunker show as well, because we will be there all day.
We will. No doubt I'll be working and you'll be swanning around.
Exactly.
As usual.
Exactly.
Seeing how many cupcakes you can eat.
Yeah. So a big thank you to Rift Accounting for sponsoring the show. And as I say, you can come and see us on May the 13th at Kent 2020 Live at the Deming Showground.
Also, as you say quite rightly, don't be scared of your accountant. If you've got a lovely accountant,
I
like
love
Rift.
My accountants, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Rift are brilliant.
It's Rift, of course.
I ask them all kinds of silly questions. Yeah. And well, they answer it.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
They sort you out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's what you need.
Yeah, I know. And they do good jelly beans too.
They do. We've got some in Sean's going to tuck into them, aren't you, Sean?
Oh, I will be.
Yeah. Bean counter jelly beans we got. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call me on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me, and you can tweet me by tweeting Vanilla Web. That's Vanilla Web. So tweet me at Vanilla Web, and we will read out your tweet, and we've already had quite a few tweets now. There's a load of pinging going on over there. Is that your phone?
You always blame me.
Yeah, or is that my phone?
It might be. Mm. I'll have a look. It might be my little... you turn yours off and I'll rummage and see if it's my
have a rummage,
iPad.
See if it's yours, yeah.
We've got lots happening on the Twitter.
Have you?
As you said.
Yep.
Well, I thought you might read some out while I rummage.
Oh, you want me to read? You want me to do your job while you rummage?
That was my little hint.
We've had a tweet from Danny Tickner at Samsung Gas who says, I'm going to be tuning in while I'm at work today. Installing a boiler.
Does he know? Does Danny know?
Darren.
Yes, does Danny... Darren.
Does Danny know? Darren is what you were going to ask me.
Yeah, you're really confusing me.
I'm reading your mind.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to turn this off.
For those of you that don't know what on earth we're talking about, the tweet I just read out, which is from Danny Tickner of Samson and Gas, Jules had a guest on her show today called Darren Tickner.
Yes.
And we were inquiring as to whether they were related, but he didn't think they were.
And we actually went through his whole back history.
We went through his whole back history just to see if they were related, but we couldn't find any links.
I don't know how to turn this off anyway. I'm going to pass it to you. I might turn it off. That would be easy. I mean, the volume, I don't know how to do it. Everybody says to me, well, you know, everybody says to me, Jules, it's just the same as your iPhone.
It is. It's identical.
I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so thank you to Danny and the team at Samsung Gas for listening in. It's a pleasure to hear from you. And we've also had a tweet from the lovely, gorgeous Andrea at ClickBizWriters, known as Click_business on the Twitter. And she says, VanillaWeb, hello. Shout out, please, for Click. We're helping SMEs win new contract biz by navigating and writing the tender documents. She says, you know what we do.
And that's Click with a K.
Click with a K. And do follow them on the Twitter, because Andrea is brilliant at just letting you know which bids and tenders are coming up in your area, in your business area. So, and she tweets out loads of stuff. And if you ever want to bid for a local contract in your area for whatever you do, it's worth following her, because she's really good at letting you know that. And she'll also help you do the paperwork should you need it.
Yeah.
And you can follow Andrea and the team by going to Click. That's Click, as Jules says, with a K, K-L-I-C-K _business, Click_business. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. And we've also had a tweet from Mitch, the now weekly tweet from Mitch and the guys from Cars from Kent, who says, hello, Paul and Jules, can we have a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker for Cars from Kent, the best place to buy or sell your car locally? And their website is carsfromkent.com.
They've got some natty cars on there, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
Every week I see one I like.
Yeah, they were pushing a DB9 over the weekend, which looked rather smart.
What's a DB9?
Aston Martin.
Really?
Mm.
I saw the other day, where was I? I can't remember. I saw a very nice Jaguar Sport, the new Jaguar Sport. Did you know they're bringing out an eco Jaguar Sport?
Yeah, most of the car manufacturers have eco cars now.
Yeah, look very nice.
I fancied a Porsche one. Porsche 918.
Yeah, well, that would add to your collection, wouldn't it?
The F-Type is lovely. Have you seen the F-Type?
I have seen the F-Type.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is that electric?
No.
You could just put your feet out the bottom like Fred does.
The Porsche 918 is a hybrid.
Okay.
It's electric and petrol.
So you can switch it around.
So it's zero tax, and it has a top speed of 217 miles an hour.
Where can you do that?
To me, it's not the same.
Yeah. This is Sean now, listener.
You need to have, like, you know, it's boy stuff.
Yeah.
Fire, smoke, noise.
You get run over at high speed in that because you can't hear it coming. Anyway, I don't think it's a thing that will trouble us too much, because the list price is £600,000 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that might not trouble us. Yeah.
Maybe a wheel.
Yeah. We've also had a tweet from YBC, your business community, who say, to Sean, actually, good luck, Stag Workwear, on the Business Bunker Show today. We're listening in to Jules and Paul. So thank you for that. Are you sorted out now, Jules?
I've turned it off. I've managed to turn it off.
You have, right.
I'm very much looking forward to hearing from the lovely Ken Heron about his LinkedIn. Mm. And we've also just had a tweet from the fabulous Nurse Liz Gilson at Nurse Liz J, who's listening in sunny Maryland, she says, because the last time I think she listened, she was, you know, shovelling snow, Sean, you know, from her driveway. So she's enjoying the banter. Zumbathon plug, Paul in a tutu.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in a minute, but it's coming up fast now. This Saturday, I will be dressed in a pink tutu.
Does, like, the highest donator get to give you the clothes to wear? Maybe that's something you should do.
Yeah. We did.
I think that's a good idea. You'll get bigger donations.
Absolutely. Well, it was.
You'll get bigger what?
Donations.
Is that
a euphemism?
We were going to kind of try to plan out something like that, but the logistics of doing it got a bit too awkward. And also, some of the things that were being bandied around were just a bit too tight and chafy. so I wasn't going to go there. But it's going to be bad enough anyway, and you'll see the video and the photographs once we've done it. But
so it's this Saturday, is it?
It's this Saturday coming, and there's still some people that haven't donated, and I will be naming names.
I'm going to do it. I've actually.
I didn't say a word.
You looked at me in that way. Yeah. That you have.
Yeah.
But I've actually emailed myself the link now, right, which I did before. I was going to do it on Friday, and then my
Excuses. It's not just Jules. There's loads of other. I want to mention that in a minute as well. There's loads of you out there that haven't donated yet. I know you're just saving up to give the biggest donation that you can, but don't leave it too late because it's happening next Saturday. So just £1 would be lovely. £5 if you can manage it. But do give us a donate. But we've got an email to read with all the details on later. I just want to say a massive, massive happy birthday as well.
Aww.
To Mr. Gavin Turkin.
Yes, the author.
Author, Frontier Funds. All round brilliant, nice, good guy. And sadly, doing the rest of us a favour by being married to Jules so we don't have to be.
How rude.
I know. And it's also your wedding anniversary today, yes. I happen to know as well.
Yes,
it is. Yeah, blimey.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
We went off on our little bus and we stopped and voted. We stopped the bus and voted.
Did you?
And the guy said in the little
voting thing.
There's
nothing like getting it all out of the way in one go, is there?
No, exactly.
Let's have a birthday, get married and vote all on the same day.
And the chap at the voting thing said, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
We got a phone call coming in. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Ah, I phoned up to vote.
That's Cookie.
Yeah, have you really?
Yeah, you were very unfair to her husband there, I felt.
Was I? How you doing, Pete?
Yes, fine. I believe there's an election on, isn't there?
I've heard a rumour, yeah. There's a few things happening.
It's not been publicised very well, but...
No, absolutely.
I might vote for your funk man that... Plays funk music during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because I met George Clinton, the godfather of funk, and he went to Parliament the other week, so I thought, there's a good idea. Let's vote for just for funk. And John Austin Brooks. But anyway, how did it like you?
Yeah, no, hey, listen, I want to work with you. Mm. I saw a post on Facebook about you going commando.
Yeah, but it's a wild rumour.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, because Jules was mortified when she thought that you were going to get rid of the leopard skin outfits.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. Al fresco here. No, it's
you're al fresco now, are you?
Yeah, of course. Can you not see down the radio?
No chafing then, you know. No, drying off nicely.
No, it was something I responded to on Facebook. It was actually a trick to get people to sponsor breast cancer awareness this year. And you had to put up a post saying something shocking, and that was the best one I could choose. Some of my friends were very disappointed, or even shocked, or astonished, really. So I had to put up an apology that I was going to keep my clothes on.
Yeah, sales of mind bleach went through the roof, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. And I had to go and get some cream. So how's everything with the new bunker presenters and everything?
Yeah, no, going well. We've got loads of new shows on, and Boy George, as you know, is strutting his stuff on a Tuesday and Friday evenings. And
great show.
And we launched a new talk show last Thursday that really hit the spot, a community show, trying to bring together all the charitable, not-for-profit and social enterprises around the county and the borders. And that went down a real storm on the first show, so we're really looking forward to that. So loads of good things happening here, Pete. How about you, mate? What's happening in your world?
I've got one thing coming up, actually, in Kent. I'm bringing the man who ate Harry Potter and who executed Kevin Costner. He didn't quite finish the job. He's coming down to Kent, a chap, Richard Strange,
right,
who had a punk band called the Doctors of Madness. They were quite influential.
I remember that, yeah.
They lasted the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But they performed with a lot of people like The Damned. Johnny Rotten called him the godfather of punk.
I'm sure I saw them in the Spotted Cow in the Fulham Road back in the day.
You might well have done, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I'm bringing Richard down to Chatham on June the 9th, and he's doing a one-man show with my assistants.
Right, and, okay.
We're going to launch
So there's two of you in this one-man show?
Yeah, there's two of us in a one-man show.
Oh, that's novel.
It's the usual thing.
Right.
He's doing an evening of film, sort of a music performance, a bit of reading. I'll be playing a few punk riffs and launching the Music of Business Mark II.
Right, okay.
Which is also done with the Cultured Llama, who are Kent-based independent publishers based in Tenham. So on June 9th. It'll be a good night.
Okay. So when's the new book being launched, Pete?
Well, around that time, actually.
Right.
So
okay.
It sort of doubles as a book launch.
Okay.
A one man, two piece show. But Richard's been in some very, very unusual things. He's doing in Batman. He was Death Eater.
Right.
And he executed the bloke that tried to shoot Kevin Costner, failed, and then got shot in the head with an arrow.
Nice one. That's a CV, isn't it?
He's a very tall man. He has a tall gait, and therefore he seems to be stereotyped as an executioner, or any role that requires the wearing of a hood. I'm going to put a word.
That's
about
like being a hand model, isn't it?
Yeah, I do know a hand model. Well, once you've got a hand model job, you can't escape from it.
Yeah.
I've been in Coronation Street. that's my only bit of news.
Cool. Pete, thanks for letting us know, mate. As always, absolutely lovely to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the election on Thursday. Have loads of fun with that. Put your crosses all over the paper. And remember, vote Muppet, because you're going to get one anyway.
Vote P-Funk.
Yeah. Right. Cheers, Pete. Lovely to talk to you. Speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Peter Cook from the Academy of Rock there. Great guy. Business consultant and punk rocker. What's not to like?
Ina Sharples. She's still on Coronation Street?
Quite possibly.
Probably.
But do you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage.
Going to play a bit of tunage and we're going to get our first guest on
just
time.
Just to recover after talking about chafing and alfresco, you know, bits.
Yep.
What are we playing?
What do you reckon?
Too sexy for my love.
Oh, right, said Fred.
Too sexy for my love, love.
Is this Peter Cook?
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker show via phone link the lovely Amy Barker. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Amy's joining us from her store in Kings Hill, Monk's Clothing Store. You also sell online, of course, don't you? Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and about your clothing store and the wonderful stuff that you sell?
Mm. Yep, so we're Monk's Clothing. We're actually in Westmorling, not right. Kings Hill.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'll forgive you for that one. We're right. very close.
Yeah.
We're a menswear store and we stock sort of quite rare and niche brands. We try and stock sort of limited things of it, and we've got some exclusivity on certain brands as well. They don't find too many people in them, and we try not to stock too many, so it all keeps it quite rare.
Right.
And we also have our online store as well.
Absolutely. So how do you find this stuff? Do you travel around the catwalks of Paris sourcing this stuff? How's it happen?
It was right, yeah. Said Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We go to a lot of showrooms,
right.
In London mainly, sort of get the creative juices flowing a bit and have nice little days out there and seeing what's about, yeah.
What specifically, Amy, made you go for menswear, being a lady as you are?
I just felt like it needed it. Obviously, sure. The female market is really strong, and it's pretty saturated as well.
Yeah.
Whereas the menswear market, you know, men are taking more time in their appearance, and it's the fastest growing market in fashion. So
sure.
it just made sense to do that. There are a lot of lovely men in Westmorling as well. So.
Are there? Do tell.
Georgie's ears perked up knowing me straight away.
I nodded off until you mentioned that.
You'll have to come out in Westmorling and see.
Come out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Amy, just let me give you a word of warning here. Do not, under any circumstances, go out with Jules. That's just a warning that you need to...
Well, Amy, where shall we start? We have a little bottle of Prosecco and some nibbles.
That'll be breakfast.
And then we would perhaps go into your shop with some young men and try stuff on.
Yeah,
and
you can
tape
do a bit
measure,
of styling,
Jules.
Sorry?
You can do a bit of styling.
We could yeah. tweak them, couldn't
yeah.
we? So what are the young men of Westmorling wearing?
We do a lot of blazers and shirts, really. We have quite sort of a smart, casual man. So he wears a lot of shirts and jeans and blazers.
I bought some of your shirts. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
Hmm. I can't remember what the make was. It began with a B.
Pugh & Rich.
That's the chap.
Yeah, they're lovely, those shirts. They're all limited edition as well, which is nice.
Mm.
They're really nice. Sort of lots of detail in them.
Absolutely. Did you find you had to stitch two together, Amy, for Paul?
No. I wasn't there.
She wasn't in the store when I went in, actually.
I didn't see this. So.
Yeah.
And what about, what jackets are people wearing now? Are they going for a tweedy or are they going for some suede? Or what's happening at the moment?
We did a lot of tweed with sort of a suede lapel at one point. But now we're doing a little bit more of, it's quite an informal jacket we're doing a lot of at the moment, sort of a brushed cotton sort of fabric, which is nice for the summer. We've got a really lovely linen jacket in at the moment.
Oh, I do
I
love linen.
I was going to say, it's the time of year for linen again.
Yeah,
now,
what about the creasing?
No, it comes in. It comes with it. You don't have to pay extra for creases.
You just hang it up in a little damp room, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, these ones haven't creased at all, even when they've come out of the packet.
Right.
So I'm not sure, I'm sure if I looked into a little more detail, they probably have some sort of special technique on them. That's
anti-creasing agent
anti-crease,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the old, you know where I'm going, the Sunday night sort of blousy, a big cottony blouse that one man might take off when he's scything in a field. You know,
she's getting carried away here.
The sort of pole dart look.
She's off on one. She's not even paying attention to us, Amy. She's in fantasy.
Yeah, Amy, the sort of pole dart look. Is that big at the moment?
Well, it wouldn't be in a clothes store. The bloke never has any clothes on, does he? He's always just got no shirt on. So.
You know that rippling shirt effect, Amy? You know where I'm going with this.
I mean, maybe not so much for our customer, but I tell you what, we are doing a lot of. We have now, we actually only just launched it last week, but we do a bespoke tailoring service.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we now do, like, bespoke jackets and suits and whatever you want.
Oh, fabulous.
Our tailor is incredible. Right. And you can just choose everything from the linings to the, you know, having a pleated pocket to the buttons to the weight of it, everything. And we're seeing quite a lot of high breaks coming in, so like a high break jacket. And we think that's probably from, you know, your Mr. Selfridge type television series. That's sort of starting to filter through, definitely.
Right.
So what is a high break?
It means the jacket sort of is quite high up on the chest, like... you know, whereas instead of the button being, say, having a one button that's quite in the stomach sort of area, it means that they're really high up. So you might have like a four break button, so four buttons as opposed to like one or two.
So is that a bit like the Beatles used to wear at one stage in the 60s, those little high...
Yeah,
but they were collarless jackets.
Yeah.
Right?
Are they big at the moment, the collarless jacket?
I haven't seen any.
No, I wouldn't have said so.
No, Jules is living in
it's
the past.
It's all coming back. It's all coming
she's
back.
She's living in the past.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, she's stuck in the past.
Flares are back, Paul Andrews. Yeah. Flares are right back.
Yeah,
they are
them.
For women, yeah. Yes. Majorly.
Loon pants, that's what we want.
Yeah, loons. Amy's too young to know that.
Anyway, one of the things that we don't want to talk about, but we did want to talk about, but now we can't talk about, but let's talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
Amy, was that one of the things that you're doing is you're up to be pitched in the Richard Branson Virgin thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
And today's the deadline for voting for you, but then I noticed this morning that their website had crashed, which isn't too useful.
I know. I think what's... this is completely me speaking, so it might not be true whatsoever. Mm. But I think possibly so many people have applied this year, and there has been such traffic to the website that it's kept crashing continuously, and today... it's just gone.
I think you're probably right there, because today's deadline day. Everybody's trying to get on.
And unfortunately, the deadline is, today. Mm. So we had one last day to, you know, really push out some people, and I had some people lined up to vote for us today, and the website's gone.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I voted for you over the weekend, so I got in before it crashed.
We had to be in the top 50.
Right.
And last time I checked, we were about 90th, so we had about 40 spaces to move up, which wasn't impossible, and it was quite doable. But, now we can't seem to get on, so...
Well, maybe they might extend the deadline a bit as they've had website problems.
Yeah, I mean, if they could, that would be obviously appreciated.
I'll have a word with Rich when I speak to him later. I'll say, hey, Rich, get on with it. You can't have this. Listen, we'll wish you luck with that anyway, although it's kind of a bit out of your hands now, and we can't...
Yeah.
We were hoping that we could get quite a few other people to vote for you by hearing about it on the show, but obviously, you never know, they might
if
get the website
back. If it comes back or anything happens, tweet the show.
Tweet it out, and we'll retweet it, and we'll keep pushing it anyway.
Yeah, but thanks for all your support,
it's an absolute pleasure. We love what you're doing, and keep on keeping on.
Tell us your website, my darling.
Pardon?
Your website.
It's monksclothing.co.uk.
Fabulous.
And people can buy online as well, you said?
Yeah, buy online. Yeah, we're actually trying to, we're going to try and push the online side of things and really get that going. With Redico, who came in with you recently, I heard them on the show when I was listening back.
Yeah,
we're doing a little thing with them at the moment.
Okay.
So try and push our online business as well. So.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all power to that, Amy, and keep on keeping on. And you've got a lovely store, and I do hang my nose over stuff on your website on a quite regular basis.
Ah, good.
And I will pop in when you're in next time.
Yeah, hopefully. You have to let me know before, and then I can make sure I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a link to your website on the Kempis's Radio website, so people can follow up there. But for the moment, Amy Barker of Monk's Clothing, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.
Bye, Amy. Bye.
Amy Barker of Monk's Clothing.
Well, I reckon her tailor must be sort of a little Turkish person, don't you?
Do you think?
They're very, very good, aren't they? Turkish tailors.
Are they? Mm. I don't know. I've never had anything made by a Turkish
tailor. Good at making
tailor.
Cheese as well.
Oh, I could trying to remember. I think they're Nepalese in Maidstone, mm. that I think most of the clothes shop use them.
Okay. Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah, and they're the guys that are based up Stone Street.
Union Street.
Union Street, yeah. 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 Okay. Cool. I got an email here about the Perfect Pack Lunch.
Ooh.
The Perfect Pack Lunch is a competition organised by the Kent Messenger and is open to primary schools across Kent. The children have the chance to have their creative writing and artwork put on display at the Turner Contemporary Gallery by entering the Perfect Pack Lunch Awards. Telcare is playing a leading role in the event, which asks children to devise either a genuine or imaginary packed lunch and then draw a picture of their meal and think through what makes it special. And Telcare, who are telecommunications providers and specialists and support people based on the Medway City Estate and are the very people that provide all the telecommunications for our august radio station here, and Telcare are supporting this project. And Telcare say they're thrilled to support the KM's Perfect Pack Lunch project. And Director Lisa Settle said, "We assist many schools in Kent with the management of their telecoms, so it's great to be able to help on a different level." Lisa added, "It will be exciting to give a helping hand to the younger students for a change. I'm really looking forward to judging the entries. Every entry will be turned into an online recipe card displaying the work of the child on entrant. Judges will pick the winners and invite them to an awards ceremony at the prestigious Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate, where their work will go on display. To submit your entry or to find out more information about the competition, go to the following website, perfectpackedlunch.org.uk. Perfectpackedlunch.org.uk. We will put a link to that website in the community pages on the Kent Business Radio website. And the deadline for entry is noon on the 8th of May. So that's Friday. So noon on the 8th of May is the deadline for your entry. So do get your entry in. And if you'd like to know any more about Telcare, you can email Lisa at lisa.settle. S-E-T-T-L-E at telcare.co.uk. That's T-E-L-C-A-R-E, telcare.co.uk, to find out more about it or to find out more about the work of Telcare.
You're sounding very gruff.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Yeah, it's a bit right, so friend.
I'm quite excited about the monk's clothing tailoring. I think that's great because men are, you know, different shapes and sizes, aren't they?
I do think.
And women aren't?
Well, you know, different leg length and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Having something tailored is the way forward.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Far better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something I want to treat myself to at some point.
Well, your birthday is coming up in August.
It is indeed, yeah.
Hi, Paul and Jules. There's less than 2 months left until we start this year's epic Parenta Trust Rally, the drive to build a school from Maidstone to Monaco. And they're saying it's not too late to register. Now, who is saying this, you may ask? It's the fabulous Debbie Cameron, who is a trustee of Parenta Trust. The challenge is, says Debbie, to buy a banger and drive it 2,000 miles across some of the best roads that Europe has to offer.
I told you your time would come, Jules.
I know. Oh, the banger.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Little feet out. Ford Capri. Please email me for further information. So Debbie's email is Debbie, with an IE at the end, .Cameron@fieldsoflife.org. And she's also said, I thought I'd share with you some pictures of the school in Opilotoc that is due for completion.
In where?
Opilotoc. O-P.
In where?
O-P-I-L-I-T-O-K. You've put that in just to annoy me, haven't you? Opilotoc. How do you say it then?
I don't know. You've had every go at it.
Some African way, anyway. It's due for completion. So if you want to look at the pictures of this completion of the school, that the funds that you've been donating, listener, last year's rally, you can go on to Kent Business Radio. I'm sure they'll be diligently going up there. And if you want to give some funds, go to justgiving.com/Debbie-Cameron5. And please know, she says, that 100% of your funds will go directly to the project. So that is to find out more about Opilotoc and Debbie Cameron, the trustee of Parenta Trust. Go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Thank you for that.
I'm sure I said it correctly.
I'm sure you did. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker Show. And This is epic. I mean, let's introduce Sean Lucas of Stag Workwear. And if you've been following our Twitter account today, Sean has arrived with handfuls and truckloads and boxes full of stuff that he's printed up. Of phone holders in Business Bunker Orange and our new mouse mats, which he's designed for us. Sean does all the design work for the Business Bunker show. And there's mugs and all sorts of stuff. And you probably saw last week he did a drink canister for us. Sean, absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Business Bunker show, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming down here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Sean, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Stag Workwear and what you actually do.
And we've got to mention the imminent baby and your lovely lady. Must say
yes. Yeah. I've got a little boy due in on the 7th of June.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
And your lovely lady's name?
Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that name.
What a lovely name. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to call the baby?
Dylan.
Dylan. Oh.
Okay. I must admit, I've had a bit of a fight to get that name over the last 6 months or so.
Right.
But I was very adamant that Dylan was the name I wanted.
Cool. Lovely name. And middle name?
She gets to choose that, and she's undecided yet.
Right.
All I was interested in was the first name.
Okay.
And Dylan was a guy I knew as a kid, and probably the biggest lad I've ever known.
Oh, right. Okay, I was wondering about that. I didn't know if you were naming him after the rabbit in the Magic Round.
Or Bob, of course.
Or Bob, yeah.
It was just a name that I've always liked. And
how are you spelling it? With a
D,
Y?
Yeah, D-Y.
Yep.
L-A-N.
Yep.
And yeah, he was just a real lad.
Nice one.
Do we the royal baby, has it got a name yet?
Yeah, isn't it Charlotte Elizabeth?
Chardonnay, isn't it?
No, they picked it then.
Mercedes, yeah. No, Charlotte Elizabeth.
And oh,
or
is it?
Elizabeth
I
Charlotte.
I was wondering if they do a Diana. But.
No, it was. Did have a Diana in there as well, because you know what they're like, the royals, they have half a dozen names in there. It was, I think it's Charlotte Elizabeth Rose Diana or something, or Charlotte Elizabeth Diana Rose or something like that. I don't really do royal babies, but there you go. Anyway, enough of that. So, Sean, tell us about Stag Workwear.
Where do I start?
How long have you been going?
Stag Workwear is a name that I've been using for a little over a year now. Mm. I actually started out probably the best part of 10 years ago as diamond print and signage. Mm. My initial idea, I fell into sign making, basically, through making number plates.
Right.
As odd as it sounds, it's the same equipment that you end up using. Somebody asked me to sign write a shop. I did it, and yeah, it went from there.
I love that. Sorry to interrupt you, but I love that as a story, because I spend loads of time talking to people, and it's one of the many reasons I wanted to get you on the show as well, Sean, because I know a bit about your background in this. It's one of the things I spend a lot of time telling people is you don't have to always have a plan about what you're going to do. You know, sometimes serendipity, opportunity plays a big role.
It's all been by complete accident from start to finish. Mm. I mean, I always suspected that at some point I would end up self-employed. Everyone in my family is.
Yeah.
But as you know, I worked in recruitment. I was perfectly happy.
Yeah.
For personal reasons, I needed to become self-employed, needed to do something in a rush. I set up a hand car wash just as a quick way to get going.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stay cleaning cars. It was a business that you couldn't grow.
Yeah.
So started looking for other things. I did windscreen repairs. I did number plates. The thing that did very well for me was show plates, which you're no longer allowed to make, but you was at one point. So number plates with squiggly fonts and God knows what else.
Oh, yeah. They're illegal now, aren't they?
They are. I was having somebody else make them for me, and I was just selling them on. He talked me into buying my own machine. I went sign making, did quite a lot of that. I had a big thing that, to me, company's media often ends up like Chinese whispers.
Mm.
So somebody has a logo designed, or usually a lot of people won't pay for design, so they get their sign maker to knock something up. You know, and it's stuck on a van. You then go turn up to a printer, point at your van, he takes a picture. He gets a close copy, but not quite. Mm. Then you go to another printer to do some promotional products. He kind of copies your business card, but not quite. And then if you look from one thing to the other, you've got something completely different.
Yeah, sure.
So my idea was, how I was trying to evolve my business, was to be a one-stop shop. Hence diamond prints and signage. I started doing various print, both promotional products and paper-based products. I started venturing into clothing. It was the one bit that it was my weakest area, was clothing printing. And it was something that used to really annoy me. I'd design a lovely, set of stuff, and then, in my mind, somebody else would destroy it all with the clothing. It was about, having a consistent brand.
Right, okay.
Which was where diamond print and signage was going. I started doing more and more and more workwear. It was the area that... It was the best area out of them. It was the business that I felt you could grow. There's some barriers to entry. As a sign maker, if you take somebody on and train them up, you'll find that they'll be in competition with you within a very short period
absolutely.
Of time.
Absolutely.
With clothing, not quite so much. I rebranded about a year ago to Stag Workwear.
Cool. I want to expand this out just in case people don't understand. I'm sure they do, but. Can you explain to us what you actually mean by workwear? With the kind of range of products?
Yeah, I mean, it's company uniform. I mean, I do an awful lot for builders and civil engineers. It's not exclusive. I don't work exclusively in that market. But I do an awful lot of high visibility clothing, so people working on the roads, railways, building sites. A lot of those companies will then have like an embroidered polo shirt, maybe some trousers, work boots, hard hats, safety goggles, gloves. All the safety products and clothing that would surround your working day, essentially. And the products are quite vast, so you've got stuff that is designed really, in my mind, for builders, that's real hard wearing, tough stuff. Then you've got ultra soft cotton t-shirts that you could perhaps give to people in a office-y type environment.
Like a radio station here or whatever,
Promotional
t-shirts.
So there's various different bits and pieces. I still do some promotional printing, mouse mats and cups and stuff.
I ought to tell you that Sean is the guy that delivers the orange mouse mats.
The gingers
that we have on the Business Bunker show.
Much coveted.
And I'm just about to change them. So if you're the owner of a ginger... It's about to become a very rare item because we've had a complete rebrand.
Did you notice how I took the picture with the mouse mats upside down yesterday? So that it was kept under wraps. it's a mixed bag. I still do some print. It's not work that I chase. But if you're a regular customer and you happen to want some business cards or something, I will do it. But most of my work is printed and embroidered work, where I do also sell plain. That's
cool. And for those of you that haven't seen the tweeted pictures that we've been tweeting out all morning, Sean's arrived with a whole bunch of things. He's got orange phone covers.
With little clips on, so you can hook them onto your belt, which I think are brilliant.
Yeah, and what he's done, bless him, is he's branded it all Stag Workwear Loves the Business Bunker Show. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Stag Workwear does love the Business Bunker.
Absolutely, and we got phone covers, we got mugs, and we got the mouse mats, of course.
As I said to you earlier, I'm a little bit disappointed. There was a couple of products that I had ordered that was supposed to have come on Friday and didn't arrive. I would have liked to have added to the box, but maybe next time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I want to expand on this because that whole workwear and branding market is a big marketplace, isn't it?
It's huge.
It's absolutely huge.
I mean, it's the first time I've ever... Sometimes I wonder whether I've bitten off more than I can chew.
Sure.
It's a big marketplace, it's big business.
Yeah.
There's companies that spend vast amounts of money, particularly with things like high visibility and that kind of stuff. It's a massive, massive market and only growing.
Absolutely, because all that kind of stuff is mandatory, isn't it?
They get thrown off site. Yeah. So you'll find it with civil engineers, tarmac doesn't wash out.
Yeah.
Your trousers have to be orange or yellow, whatever that council tells you you have to wear to go on the road. Mm. And if you turn up and they're covered in tarmac, a health and safety guy will come and throw you off site.
Yeah.
So you have to have it. It has to be replaced on a regular basis. By all accounts, all workwear, I'm sure somebody told me, I might be incorrect on this, I'm sure somebody told me that by law, if you give your staff workwear, you're supposed to change it at least once a year.
Right, okay.
That's what somebody else told me.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and it would make sense to me.
Yeah.
What about the food industries? Do you supply any foodie people?
What, like chef's whites and things like that, you mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it is... I've got clients doing everything and anything. Mm. So, yeah, I do supply a couple of pubs and restaurants. Mm. You know, there's one that's local to me that buys a huge amount. I supply people in warehouses. Mm. I supply... every and any type of business you can possibly imagine. I mean, obviously, you was just mentioning Lisa Settle.
Yeah.
You know, I've done some workwear for them in the past as well. So, yeah, it's any type of business that wants workwear.
Cool. Now, as well as that health and safety type work, wear and uniform, for want of a better word, you know, like chef's whites or whatever. There's also the whole field of just corporate branding, which is T-shirts, polo shirts, fleeces and all the kind of stuff that we all buy as promotional goods.
But then most companies that will be having workwear will be having it branded anyway. Yeah, there's very few that won't.
Yeah.
So an awful lot of them will want it embroidered or printed or whatever else.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's something that I handle. I do that in-house, which is
Not
all companies do it in-house, and that's quite important for me.
When you say you do it in-house, you mean you have your own printing and embroidery machines? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the only part that there is for embroidery, a very small part that I outsource, so the creation of the file, simply from a point of view of it is what I would call an expert job to get it really good. And obviously, if you start off with a good file, you end up with good embroidery.
Yeah.
If you put in a so good file, you end up with bad embroidery. And it's been one of the things that I've, whichever business I've run, I've always wanted to do, you know, is try to do things the best I possibly can.
Sure.
I use a UK-based digitizer to get those files. I could get it done for half the price if I sent it out to a firm in India or somewhere like that.
Mm.
But they come back with amazingly good quality files. I'll only use Madeira threads. Yes, they're three times the cost of all the other brands, but they're known to be the best.
Right.
In the same way as I only run Barrowden embroidery machines. Again, they're fantastically expensive in comparison to a lot of the other brands out there, but they are known as the Rolls-Royce of embroidery machines. They give the finest stitch quality, and everything that I try to do, in the same way as the actual clothing that I sell. Generally speaking, I don't want to sell rubbish clothing.
Sure.
You know, everyone's bought something cheap online.
Yeah.
It turns up and, you know, one wash and the collar. You held it up to the light and you can see all the way through it and all that kind of stuff. That's not what I do.
Yeah.
But I still pride myself on being really competitive as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just thinking about things like T-shirts, polo shirts and all the corporate brand wear, marketing brand wear, let's call it, rather than work brand wear. What's popular at the moment? Is it still the perennial T-shirts and polos?
It's fairly standard stuff. Just standard T-shirts, polos. What I have found recently is there seems to be a move to better quality workwear, which is what's happened in the last few years. An awful lot of companies, traditionally everyone's just, what's the cheapest? Obviously, one, it doesn't last as long.
Yeah.
Two, it doesn't look as good. Yeah. Three, you find your customers can be really uncomfortable. There's a local company that came to me recently, and they said that they wanted me to find the best, most comfortable safety boots that they could buy because they was tired of their staff being off off ill. Yeah. You know, they'd be complaining about sore feet and all the rest of it. And if you put somebody in £10 shoes, it's probably not going to be very comfortable, in fairness.
Yeah.
You know, and there's more and more companies that are taking that approach.
Right.
So, okay, we'll pay £2 more for a pair of trousers, but you know, you're not going to sweat to death in them, or, you know, we'll pay slightly extra so you can have a 100% cotton polo shirt. It might wear out slightly quicker too, but again, you'll be comfortable at work
instead of
itchy and scratchy.
Yeah.
So that's one of the trends that I've noticed recently, is there does seem to be more companies that seem to want better quality products, which is great. That's what I like doing.
Cool.
Nice
one. What's the most unusual item that you've had to do?
Men's pants.
Corporate pants, yeah. I used to have a
lady come in, it was back when I was trading under the name of Diamond Print and Signage in Maidstone rather than Sitting Bull. She used to have a boyfriend that was in the army, working away, I can't remember which country, but she used to bring me in pictures of herself.
Right.
Quite personal pictures. That was a tough job, actually, looking at those. Yes, I used to have to print them onto men's pants for her to send out to the boys.
You need fans like that, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. So, 3 years now you've been going, is that right?
It's kind of been an evolution over the last 10 years, and I did do clothing 10 years ago, workwear. Actually, as Stag Workwear, I've probably been Stag Workwear for a little over a year now.
Right.
Although I kept the same company number and all the rest of it, I just changed the name. It's 2012, I think, was when I registered the limited company.
Yeah.
But I changed the name to Stag Workwear, completely rebranded about a year ago, and made workwear my main focus. I also, at that point, although I had one small embroidery machine, I also have recently invested in a much bigger embroidery machine, a big forehead, which enables me to do things at four times the speed.
Right.
What I was finding was with a single head, and this was from my point of view as opposed to a customer's point of view.
Mm.
Obviously, you need to be competitive in business. I was going up against companies that will be running much bigger embroidery machines, and therefore they was able to do it. I was offering it at the same price as they was. I was just making an awful lot less money.
Right.
In order to compete properly and be profitable whilst doing that, I needed a much bigger machine, which is what I went and bought. At the moment, the push is for new customers as opposed to anything else. The business is there, it's set up, it's working well, everything's in place. I've got fantastic products. We did the tweet about enthusiasm, and I said, for me, one of the things that excites me within my business is finding a product that I really like.
Right.
Recently, I had a mad search for safety boots. I wanted to change different brands, and I wanted to find a small company that did a fantastic product that was awesome, really awesome, but was still cheap.
Right.
I get super excited when I find a product that I'm like, actually, I can do this cheaper than what I would class as a rubbish product, so I can go into a company, I can say, I can give you a product that's far better than what you're buying, and it will be cheaper. My business at this moment in time, in my mind, is completely set up, ready to go. Everything's there and in place. What I'm looking for at the moment, or what my push is for new customers.
Fantastic. What I'm going to do in a minute, I'm going to ask you to give out some details of how people can get hold of you. As I've said a couple of times, Sean has bought in a number of branded items that he's kindly had done. What we're going to do over the next couple of weeks is we're going to give these away to people, people that are coming on the show, people that tweet in interesting tweets, people that ask for interesting shout outs, and anything really that tickles my fancy that I think, oh, that's interesting, I'll send you a present for that. So you're going to get one of
pictures
those
on Boxer Shorts. Would that get a prize?
Exactly, that kind of thing. So we're going to be giving some of this stuff away. There's mobile phone holders, there's mouse mats, there's mugs, there's all kinds of bits and pieces. But we'd also like you to follow Sean, if you would, on the Twitter. And Sean, you're going to give us your Twitter handle, which is Stag Workwear.
Yeah.
So follow Sean at Stag Workwear. You've also got a Facebook page, have you not?
I have, which again is Stag Workwear.
Which is amazing, yeah. Really, isn't it? Yeah. And I bet you've got...
funny I picked that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny that. Yeah. And I bet you've got a website as well.
I have, which again is stagworkwear.co.uk.
Fantastic. Sean Lucas, Stag Workwear, thank you so much for joining us on Business Bunker Show.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
As I say, Sean does all the printing and production of the branded stuff for us down here at Channel Radio and on the Business Bunker Show, and we're eternally grateful for all the work he puts into it. Do give him a follow on the Twitter. Do have a look at his Facebook page. Do check out his website. For the moment, Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great to see you. I'll tell you what, George, you can read an email.
There's a one-day powerhouse of speakers, talks and discussions and info. And this is from bestbusinessevents.co.uk. And they're saying, it doesn't matter how good your products or your services are, without effective sales and marketing, you will always be beaten by competitors. Do you want to triple your sales? Do you want to get sales more easily? Are you getting the most from your sales and marketing? Wouldn't it be great if the learning curve could be cut shorter, saving time, money and a whole lot of frustration? If you're doing well, but want to do much better, we will show you how to get the right message across to the right people in the right way at our Business Success Summit. Now, this is on Friday the 12th of June. It's at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club in Maidstone, 9 to 4 p.m. There's a stunning lineup of speakers and experts who will show you how to take your business to the next level by tripling your sales in 3 months, and that's only the beginning. So the speakers are Steve Clark and Jonathan Fahl, P-F-A-H-L, Jonathan Fahl, I'm guessing. They've made millions and they're willing to share with you how they did it and how you can do it as well. So you are invited to phone if you want to find out more about this on the Friday the 12th of June at the Tudor Park Marriott, 01732 758 530, or you can email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you for that, Jules.
We've had
a tweet from Julie Tomsett, who says she's listening in to the Business Bunker Show for the very first time. And Julie produces vinyl graphics over there in West Kent in Edenbridge, and she was recommended to the show by the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence of the Community Show. So welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thanks for listening, Julie, and hope you enjoy the show and you stay with us as a regular listener.
I want to know what vinyl graphics are.
Sign writing.
Yeah.
Or sign making, yeah. In actual fact. Sign writing is hand painted. Mm. Sign making is usually vinyl graphics.
Yeah. Right. And you can follow Julie on the Twitter at Julie Tomsett. So thank you for that, Julie. We've also had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Bartlett, who is known on the Twitter as the Business Helper, and it's _BusinessHelper is her Twitter handle. And she says, hello, big wave to Vanilla Web. So thank you, Tracy. And I said I'd give you a shout out, and she said Fabberoonie, which is rather nice, wasn't it?
Rather good.
Yeah.
There is another Kent Invicta Chamber networking, and I'm going to give you a few dates for your diary here. They're 6 to 7.30, and they say there's no need to book, you can just turn up. Popular and highly successful casual networking events. So tonight there's one at the Collingbrook Hotel in Ashford. And also this evening there's one at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. And then on the 12th of May, which is also a Tuesday, Dartford Football Club in Dartford. And also at the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa in Hythe. And Tuesday the 12th of May, the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. 3Ws, kentinvictorchamber.co.uk for details.
Thank you for that.
I went for a lovely lunch last week next to Hythe, Saltwood, little Yeah. Hamlet, do you know?
Yes, I do. You can tell me about that in a minute.
I will.
Because we're going to take a break while we get our next...
I'd love a break.
While we get our next guest on the phone, Mr. Ken Heron,
the
over
fabulous.
There in Florida. So, for the moment, we're going to have a little break and you're going to hear some of this and then we will
Paul
be back.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.